I'm Marco Werman with The World. 10 years ago today, Benazir Bhutto was assassinated. She was shot and killed at a rally in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi. She had been campaigning to become Pakistan's prime minister for a third time. Benazir Bhutto and her family dominated the country's politics for decades. She was the daughter of a former Pakistani leader who was executed in the late 1970s by the general who then ran Pakistan. In the late 1980s, she succeeded that same general to become the first woman to rule the country. Another decade later, her two terms in office ended under a cloud of corruption allegations against her and her husband. Until the end, Benazir Bhutto rejected those accusations as politically motivated. And for many Pakistani women and girls, to this day, Bhutto's long political career is proof that gender barriers can be overcome in Pakistan's conservative society. That's how my next guest looks at it. Pakistani journalist Amara Ahmad was in her first year of university when Bhutto was killed in 2007. So, Amara, you wrote an essay today, essentially a tribute to Benazir Bhutto, and you said that she is a potent symbol for you, but it wasn't always that way. How was Bhutto portrayed in your family when you were growing up?
Benazir was portrayed as someone who was very corrupt, someone who was power hungry, someone who was greedy, someone who was cashing upon her father's name. She could go to any height in order to get her power or whatever she wanted. She was a very negative figure, and my family used to vote for her opponent, which is the PMLN. And some of the things that people in my family used to say were very sexist.
So tell us what actually changed your mind about Benazir Bhutto.
I was doing an English literature class, and that was before she had died. And one of my literature teachers, she said that because she was a mother, and she was a new mother. She had one baby just 6 months before, and she was saying, I don't know how Benazir pulled this off, because I'm totally worked up, and Benazir has been running a political party, she's been running a country, and she's a mother as well. And that sort of shed some light that Benazir has been doing more work than we actually give her credit for. And gradually, as the years passed, I saw that women are generally not as ambitious as they are at school level. Eventually, when it comes to picking up a profession or a personal life, women usually went for a personal life. And having a husband and a child was way more important than following a career.
Mm. I mean, Benazir Bhutto was also an elite. She probably had lots of help, nannies, that kind of thing.
That is right. But many of my friends are also elites and upper middle class, and they can afford to stretch the limits, but they don't. They don't want to push the envelope simply because it's inconvenient. And it takes a lot of bravery to do that. Just imagine that you go to a parliament which is full of men, and you are the prime minister, and they're jeering at you. And you need your party members to save you from those fellow parliamentarians. And you're the prime minister, and you know that you can be physically harmed in the parliament. It's a huge price that she was paying. Somebody sitting in Britain I don't think in the West people understand the kind of environment that there is.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Amara. I mean, you're a journalist. You found a career and you're working. How much of your life today do you attribute to Benazir Bhutto being a role model of sorts?
I wouldn't say that she's all present and always there, because in my career, she's been gone for quite some time. And gradually, she's been sanitized. And she's more of a saint today than she's a woman. But on a personal level, I've always looked back and seen her and read her book and, you know, understood that it is something exceptional for a woman in Pakistan to take the baton forward from her father and not to comfortably transition into a married life that gives you all the support that you need in life.
A friend I follow on Twitter wrote today that Pakistan still has not recovered since the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. Do you agree with that? And what has Bhutto's killing left unresolved for you 10 years later?
Personally, I would have wanted, as a young woman, to be living in a country with a woman prime minister. I had never seen that. I was very little when Benazir was in power. And, you know, that too, a woman who was against the Taliban, against the militants, was a liberal, was a pure Democrat. Without any doubt, Benazir has never supported a military regime. And I it would have been a pleasure to see what she could do for women, for young girls.
It was a very challenging time for a woman to pursue the chief executive of Pakistan. I'm just wondering, she so skillfully navigated Pakistan's politics that do you think maybe she became more a political animal than really a catalyst for real change?
I don't think there can be any revolution or there can be any big catalyst for any great change. I think Pakistan has always had tiny changes, tiny policy works, and little by little we move forward. And of course, we have great setbacks in the middle. But I think the little work that you would have done, it would have been of a great help. And the climate had changed in 2008. It had become much more woman-friendly. At that time, even our speaker was a woman. Fehmida Mirza was a woman. And I would have loved to see Fehmida Mirza as the speaker and then Benazir as the prime minister. It would have been quite a sight. And she wouldn't have been ideal. People's Party is always prone to corruption. And there is this certain demand of running a government itself, which forces politicians into compromises. But as a young woman, I would love to see the Chief Justice of Pakistan as a woman, the Chief of Army Staff as a woman. Why not?
Yeah, why not? That was journalist Amara Ahmad in Karachi, Pakistan, telling us what the late Benazir Bhutto means to her.